Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Did you know that Blog Talk Radio is the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, internationally, but reaching listeners in any country in the world? How sweet is that? We're midway through August. Where on earth did the time go? And one of my motivational sayings is, today is the tomorrow you worried about yesterday. And when are you going to get over the idea that unless you worry about something, it won't go right? That isn't true. That isn't true. So I want you to get your pen and pad out. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Log on blogtalkradio.com and discover what the world has to say. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. And then, darlings, you could hear my show. They're archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. CathiWatson. And click on any of the dates. They do a marvelous job of archiving. The guest call-in number, now do you have your pen and pad out? The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. Oh, my goodness, you should be able to set to the host now. Primary, secondary, IP all went down this morning, causing a major site-wide outage. Support at Blog Talk Radio. Write us immediately. I'm fine. We're not having any problems with the outage. And if you want to call in, the guest calling number is 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. If you want to write to me, it's Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. You could call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. And then I'll tell you about the hidden gem that I found in my own backyard. But you have to call 847-882-8717. And my web is www.kathywatsonspeaks.com or simply ageless.net. And the video for the virtual portal. Oh, Tim, let's get it done this Sunday so we could go on to my next project that I am so excited about. But remember, I don't tell anyone what I'm doing until it's done. I don't want to use up all of my energy and spend it on talking about it and not actually doing it. But click on all of the buttons. Click on video and see Roger Plummer and I in Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare, James Brown in The Bard, Soul Songs and Shakespeare. Say that really fast a couple of times. And then click on books. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. Right now. It's an ebook. And if you get in touch with me and talk about my shows and tell me what you really liked, what you wanted, me to talk about, it shall be my pleasure. And then scroll down and you'll see choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. And here's an email that I got from a gal who has the book. And she said, Choices by Kathy Watson, what a treasure. From the time one rises from slumber until slumber sets in again, choices will be made. Choices are made from the simple-minded to the genius. The stories that Kathy chose to share of herself and others for this little gem are encouraging and inspiring. Sidebar, yes, it is a hidden gem. Are you going to allow disappointment situations and or circumstances to beat you down and make you quit? Or are you going to keep trying, keep fighting, triumph and win? The choice is yours. After reading this book, you will be. Go and do. Oh, thank you, Kathy, for sharing this read with me. I enjoyed all the stories. My heart was touched deeply. I found myself empathetic to a few of the stories and sympathetic to others. I will share choices with others. This is not a coffee table book. This is a book that you just simply need to have at your fingertip. Because you never know. Never know when it may be you. There's an introduction and then my story through the years. Chapter 3, To Live or to Die. I Chose to Live by Sheila. And Joan said it's never too late to fulfill a lifelong dream. And Stephen said from humbling beginnings to success, and Sandy is living her life in paradise. And Bonnie works steel mill, Mama shows no sign of retiring. But she's an heavenly angel now. My life's work from frostbitten toes to fingers, Chuck. And then the sassy diva, Lee, who said, I'm adopted and special, we chose you. From stargazing to wonderment, who am I and where am I going, Pyrea? Divine intervention. By the grace of God, I will do, Rika. The choice was clear, rich or poor, how the son of a migrant farm worker reached the American dream. Congratulations, Rudy. And Barbara from Germany said, we always have a choice from behind the Berlin Wall to freedom. And our youngest, our grasshopper at 30, the book features ages 30 into 80s, octogenarians. The will to be happy, put yourself first. And then Joan, my journey of choices. Crisis or opportunity? And then on page 95, that's all it is. You will absolutely love it. So what can you learn from choices? You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. And you can live your life in paradise. The contributing authors are celebrities in their own right. You'll be immersed in the power of the voice, choice, and challenges. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. You could call me at 847-882-8717. And I shall be delighted to give you a discount. Now, the discount is determined by how many you purchase. The book is available in soft, hard, e-book, Kindle, and Nook. Or you could log on Amazon.com and type in Choices, and of course by Kathy Watson, and you'll read a chapter or two. Author House, the original publisher of the house of the book, and Barnes and Noble. It was my pleasure to work with 14 wannabe that, but you know what the uniqueness is? This book is true. It's nonfiction. We bared our hearts and our souls because we want you to enjoy your life. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. You're on my website. Scroll down to the Heart of the Lion. And we're going to talk about Africa today, but coming from a whole different direction, if you would. Hunt to Kill. License to Kill Elephants and Lions. It's a tragedy. It is a tragedy. And then you scroll down and there's the book by, I'm participating with 101 other contributing authors, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, David Ricklin. And you could get that in at Amazon.com or Self-Growth. Today, I'm rather sad. I'm looking at the comedy and tragedy of the life of Robin Williams. You never know. You never know what's lurking behind the closed doors of their life and their heart. Yeah, we have the power to choose our own happiness. People, situations, and events outside of ourselves will affect us, but no one can give us happiness. Who'd have thunk it? Now, come on, all of you wannabes that want to be billionaires, millionaires, whatever, competing and comparing. Didn't it appear that he had it all? The man was brilliantly talented. And didn't you just love him in Mrs. Doubtfire? His energy sometimes overwhelmed me. I know that he had a very successful, and still does, a very successful TV show, and I could only watch it for a little while because I get as hyper as he is. But the tragedy of his life, what a brilliant man. And Richard Roper wrote about him in the Tuesday Sun-Times. Memories of the Oscar winner's roles, both funny and dramatic, resonate in wake of apparent suicide. Now, I know all of you want to be wealthy, wealthy, wealthy. He had it all. At age 63, he took it all. What is going on in the minds of people, whether you're just living a delightfully beautiful life? I don't want to call it average. A beautiful life. I was working out today, early this morning, and Peppy and I were talking about Well, a lot of people come to work out to just keep their bodies in shape, and the others come to get their bodies in shape. And we were talking about the generality of how people think. Forty-5 years old, morbidly obese. How much longer do you think the heart could take that with the fat just swallowing up the heart? Why they come, we don't know. Until we walk in their shoes, we'll never know. Now, just thinking about Robin, and I'm looking at his photo, he looked normal, happy. But until we walk in someone's shoes, we'll never know. This man was filled with despair. He was a Renaissance entertainer. Mr. Williams was found dead at the age of 63 of an apparent suicide on Monday morning. Only last month, he is a Chicagoan. The Chicago native had checked into the Addiction Treatment Center in Minnesota in a program aimed at maintaining long-term sobriety. Williams' struggles with substance abuse dated back to the 1980s. In the mid-20s, he entered a rehab facility for treatment of alcoholism. Brilliantly talented. And I even found myself thinking, why? He had everything. So my friend Pepe and I just decided to be the psychiatrist. We're going to psychoanalyze. Pepe is 44. Oh. He and Simone, you should see them work out together. They're just delightful people inside and out. And then I'm thinking of my friend Luis. I don't know where he's been. I haven't seen him for a while. Probably in Mexico. And you know what the two of them have in common? They love God. Yeah. They love God. And they kiss their fingertips and praise God, the hand goes up for my good health, my good body, my good mind. And the reason why they have that is because of their choices. Yes, I know there will be challenges. Yes, I know that there are some people that are predestined to have illnesses, but what are the choices you're making in your life? Are you happy now? Are you in joy now? Do you feel good now? Oh, you don't? Oh, because you're not a millionaire? Oh, I don't know Robin's wealth, but from all indication, he didn't need money. I don't know about his health, but he was fighting with his demons, with alcohol. I don't know if he went into drugs. So those of you that are so hell-bent on competing and comparing, I would love to be the little fly on the wall when you go into meditation and you're very quiet. My kids don't have what other kids have. I'm not driving a Lamborghini or a Maserati. I'm not. Is that what you're saying to yourself? That you're not good enough? Unless you have all of that money and possessions He had it all. He went for help. And yet the demon depression, Satan got a hold of him. And he couldn't let it go. It's all in your power. In Signs of Mind, the quote is, "Let us waste no further time looking for the secret of success or the key to happiness. Already the door is open, and whosoever will may enter." Oh, you could only drive one car. You could only live in one house. What is this obsession with more, more, more? Well, they claim in Signs of Mind that they love the optimism they teach. Yeah, and I do believe that we're here on this planet Earth, 2014, to prosper, to be happy, healthy, and joyous. In short, to enjoy life. I once read a Hebrew fable about a beggar who goes to a king and tearfully asks for money. Oh, the king gives him a small amount. Later, a joyful person enters the king's abode, asks for a favor, and is given a larger sum than the beggar. How could that be? The story teaches that how we approach our life and divine givings that will determine what our reward will be. If you're always thinking about, I don't have any money, I don't have any money, you're not going to have any money. But if you approach it with a mindset of gratitude and abundance, we receive more. I'm acquainted with a brilliant younger man. He just doesn't get it. When I'm in conversation with him, I'm constantly canceling his toxic negative thinking. I've known him for 12 years, and his mantra is, I don't have any money. I don't have any money. Well, guess what? That's what the universe is going to send to you. If you don't have any money, they're going to make sure you don't have any money. And it's money, it's like the tide. The tide goes out, but it's sure to come back. That means that when you are experiencing a financial challenge, shift your strategies. Think of other ways that you could generate income. Write this down. There's no debate. I determine the quality of the life I live. Did you write that down? Let me give it to you one more time. I determine the quality of life I now live. And how I approach life makes all the difference. Happiness is a state of mind that we bring to life, and when we believe we are here to enjoy life, disappointments and challenges can temporarily set us back, but we bounce back quickly when our primary mindset is positive and you're living in the now. What was lurking in the back of his mind that he simply couldn't shake? All of the masters, the powers to be, Ernest Holmes, Raymond Charles Barker, Paul Getty, Napoleon Hill. They remind us that we don't have to worry about tomorrow or today, but we should just focus on the present. You are a thinking center of life, and the chief characteristics of the law of life is that it responds to our thought. Since the law responds to our thought, when we put out what we would like to receive, we need not worry. What you put out there will come back to you. Right now, your intention is to live life with joy and accept your good. Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Thoughts, words, feelings, and actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? How does your garden grow? So with sadness, we have to release him. I just turned to a page. We have to release Robin. And he's going to meet Christopher Reeves up in Hell Heaven. I went to rehab. Well, Christopher and Robin, they were good friends, and now they are together. Now, I want you to do something. This is powerful. Go and get a mirror right now. Go and get a mirror. Now, if you hold the object up to a mirror, it will exactly reflect back the image. Hold a thought in the mind, and it will do the same thing. Slightly change the image in the mirror, and there will be a change in the reflection. It is the same in the mental world. Whatever is imagined is brought forth, and the happiest individuals are the ones living out their vision. Because they're doing what they love, they lack for nothing. If you love what you're doing, you never work a day in your life, and that was Confucius. But don't you get it? They lack nothing. They lose themselves in the moment. When we identify ourselves by what we appear to be, we limit ourselves. No! When we look beyond appearances, we see ourselves as incredible, divine human beings. In that identity, there are no limits. Look in the mirror and say hello to the Michelangelo of your life. You wrote it. You see, Robin made his choices. Been through AA, psychiatry, you name it. But there was something. There was a glitch that was stronger than all of his power of I can do it. I can overcome this. I will. And he just couldn't. So what is your intention? To live a joy-free life, or are you into comparing and competing? If you are, my condolences to you. Pepe and I talked about it again. I've got to go back to the conversation. And he said, Kathy, I'm not a millionaire, but I am so happy. I have everything that I want. Don't you see the mindset out of Hollywood and all of these people who are dream stealers, that they don't have any self-confidence? They lack true feelings about who they are, and they can't recognize themselves as divine human beings that were put here for a reason, to share your passion. Marvelous segue into The Second Coming by Tom Puttrick. Yeah, The Second Coming of Jesus. Tate Publishing. Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. You will not be able to put the book down. He's been writing and developing stories since he was a teenager, and his passion for historical fiction never left him. I read the book. You will not be able to put it down. It's only 284 pages long. It captivates you. It just grabs you. And you can't put it down until you find out who the second coming is. And it's there. It's in the book. The Second Coming by Tom Puttrick. All kinds of good material out there. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, and internationally, but reaching listeners in any country in the world. And we're all very sad. About Robin Williams. When you saw him on television, The Crazy Ones. You see? Don't judge. Don't make predictions. Don't do anything until you walk in his shoes. I was at a neighborhood barbecue years ago, and a Pakistani-looking gal came in with her significant other. I don't know, it might have been her brother, but with her partner. And she had a shirt on, and it said, "Look at me. Don't judge me until you've walked in my shoes and get to know me." That was on her T-shirt. That was on his T-shirt. 4 decades, a comedy and a tragedy. Oh, dear Robin, you will be missed. The Crazy One. Crazy Ones. Williams and Sarah Michael Gellar starred as father and daughter executives working at a fictional Chicago ad agency. Williams described his character this way: "Things that have happened in my life, in real life, like rehab, divorce, and all that stuff, they've kind of built into the character of this character. He's had a kind of an interesting life, to say the least. You know, just like myself, I went to rehab in wine country just to keep my options open." What demons overtook him? And I hope that many people learned from him. Rest easy, Roger. Rest easy. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Kind of emotional today, isn't it? Great time for a call to action. See, Roger went to the very end with his dream still dancing in his heart. What a marvelous actor. But the demon's toxic negative thinking will always prevail. And he had all the help in the world. Somewhere there's a glitch there, and I'd love to know what the glitch was. But in the meantime, what about you? Let's focus about you. Are you a solopreneur, entrepreneur, a business owner, a retiree, a senior? I don't care what your age is. And you have your idea, your dream, your book, your cake recipe, whatever it is, invention. You're holding it in your hand, but if you're in the abyss, you don't want to go down in the valley. You want to climb to the top of that mountain. Well, first, you have to give yourself permission to step out of the box and let people get to know you. Change is constant. And wouldn't you love to shift your strategy to spend your time and a little bit of your money on the Live with Kathy Consortium? I have sponsors, but I really call them my partners. Call me. It's a 10-week course, 10-week introductory offer. I listen to your one-minute spiel, tweak it, and it will be in my voice. But then, in the 10 weeks, you're invited to be a co-host with me on Live with Kathy. Now you get to listen to yourself on radio. Sit back. Would you jump up and buy what you were promoting? 847-882-8717. 882-847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. My mission and purpose is to acknowledge iron workers, and I want you to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics, revealed not only in their history, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you earn. www.ironworkers.org. You have a choice, college or the Dompedion of the trades or your own home-based business. Whatever your decision is, I'm in a position to help. It shall be my pleasure. I told you I worked out this morning. Oh, it was great. We're freezing cold in Chicagoland. I don't know. I think it's in the 60s. The Grinch stole summer. You're listening to Live with Kathy. Call in numbers 347-637-3789. Did you know that in 2009, the Hoffman Estates Park District took the top award, the National Gold Medal? And then you're going to meet Rika, who is a force of nature. And she heads the 50-plus club. You won't be bored and lonely. Check out your park districts, your senior centers, and your libraries, and get back into life. HEParks.org. HEParks.org. August 12th. Oh, in 3 days, Carl Stephen, my nephew, has a birthday. That's when the Silver Fox and I get on the phone and sing happy birthday. I'm thinking of this, are you going to have more month than money? Because on Friday, we'll be halfway through August. And we're halfway through the year. Greg McIntyre is our personal CPA, and he shall be more than happy to work with you on any little query you have, anything that might be upsetting you that he could help you with. ahtax@ameritech.net. Looks do matter. And I did the very noisy inhale to bring attention to what I'm going to say. You know, everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger releases toxins into our body and are the leading cause in premature aging and in many times premature death. Now you want to beautify your skin. Good skin is inside out. People seeing me today would never dream that I spend my youth lying on the sand dunes to get a suntan. I'm not a wrinkled granny apple. I've been taking life extension products for over 40 years. And then the skincare product that I latched onto was Reviva, R-E-V-I-V-A, labs.com. Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. Oh, she is absolutely awesome when it comes to writing about toxic negative thinking and how about turning that into positive energy and power. Change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline. The book is available at Amazon.com Author House. And you could log on ENAMM.com and read about this remarkable lady. I'm thinking of Lee Patrick. I'm thinking about the years that I spent with her, over 35. The years that we laughed, cried, but we learned from each other. I'm talking about a home-based business, men and women. You don't need a college degree. Yes, you are smart enough. All you need is the desire to achieve, to achieve, to achieve. More people today are becoming wealthy, starting from nothing. I know it's August 12th, but I have to ask you again, did you have enough money at the end of July 30th to pay all of your bills? Have you been downsized? Did you get the dreaded pink slip? So much for company loyalty. Are you a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, retired, and you still dream of starting your own business without investing huge capital? Well, a home business offers you a way to fulfill your dreams, your goals, and to challenge yourself while making money. It's a family affair, did you hear me? It's a family affair. Get all of the kids involved in it. Now log on www.leticia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A dot myshackley.com. S-H-A-K-L-E-E, myshackley.com. Oh, you'll read her story. You will be so inspired that you'll wonder why you didn't grab it up in the first place. And she's in the book Choices. I quit. She quit corporate America. I've had enough of this. I want my own business. Now, listen to me. This is a marvelous segue into my PSA, which is a public service announcement. Don't you dare give out any information over the phone. And there was a big article about the IRS. They will never call you. They will send you a letter. No one's going to put you in jail. Take this number down. The Fraud Fighter Hotline, thank you, ARP, at 800-646-2283. 800-646-2283. A guy got a call that his daughter was in jail. Bought $3,000 in money pack cards and gave the numbers to a caller. Now, this is what's so sad. Once the money is gone, oh, wait, please, please, please don't tell me this. We hear it every day, the person who won the lottery but needs to send in $5,000 or call that says, just log me in to fix a computer glitch, or the grandson calling from Mexico for bail money. They're taking money people have saved their whole lives for. And that money is never recovered. And scolding people afterward, the advocacy group has found, does little to stop such fraud. That is why the group's Fraud Fighter program offers free peer counseling to those who report being defrauded. Last year, about 3,000 consumers received such counseling. Many disclosed how much they lost, but those who did reported losses of over $15 million. When someone calls, the thing to do is to hang up. Oh, they are pros. Now, that was just isolated $15 million. But based on reports, victims, you could be 15, 16, 17 years old on up, lose $3 billion a year. But the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. Hang up. Call the police. Do not give out any information. Do not let anyone in your house, because you see, they already know about you. And the Fraud Fighter Hotline is 800-646-2283. And can you imagine being 88 years old? Her name is Betty. And a caller told her that she would be arrested unless she paid a fine for supposedly failing to show up for jury duty. And she's in a nursing home, and a nurse walked by. Betty gave the nurse the phone call, and the caller hung up. How do they sleep at night? They're evil. They're sociopaths. They're psychopaths. Don't let it be you. The Fraud Fighter Hotline, 800-646-2283. Thank you, Stephen Stressler, Reviva, from Humble Beginnings to Success, to Chuck Brazelton, Frozen Toes to Fingertips, to Lee, Patrick, I quit, and I made it a success. I left corporate America. And now my legacy is going to teach you how to be a success in your own home-based business. It's in the book Choices. And Rhea, oh, Kathy, there are so many roads to travel, so many choices to make, but the reality is I just got to be me. And then, of course, my contribution. You know what your greatest freedom is. Don't let anyone take that away from you. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, Robin. We laughed and we cried. And you shall be always be remembered. Today's topic it touches my heart. License to kill. Hunt to kill. You have to experience Africa. I was there on a photo safari in the 80s, mid-80s. Elephants, lions, cheetahs, buffalo, wildebeest, lions and their kids. That's just a partial list of the animals you'll see on an afternoon drive in Africa. They have morning drives and late afternoon because the animals are resting when the sun is at its peak. Imagine traversing the Serengeti, the Maasai Mara, observing the migration of the wildebeest. Backward turn, backward, oh time, in your flight. Take me back to 1984 when I experienced the dark continent, the beauty, the mystery of the land that vibrates. Circa 2014. Yeah, in my estimation, these people are sick. License to kill. This is from the Smithsonian. The hunt for Africa's most notorious elephant poacher. With the African elephant at the risk of extinction, catching the killers is a life or death mission. Circa 2014. It left me speechless. Tourists will pay up to $58,000 to gun down a captive lion in a practice called canned hunting, C-A-N-N-E-D. Google it, canned, C-A-N-N-E-D hunting in Africa. The animal's plight in Africa will be lightened when hunters will be prevented from bringing trophies in to the USA. Playing with big cats is deadly serious business. Now, this is about Kevin Richardson, Nature, in the Reader's Digest, August. Is he inspired, crazy, or a little bit of both? The Lion Whisperer. Richardson ignores the rules and trusts his intuition about the animals. Oh, you have to see them. You have to pick up on the energy. When Kevin steps through the gate onto a stretch of pristine South African grassland, time appears to ripple. The disturbance causes a momentary abatement in the roar of the cicadas, and the only sound is the crunch of dry grass under his boots. Then the air shivers, and half a metric ton of flesh and muscle bursts from the veld. An adult lion and lioness, their movements so fluid, they seem poured from the bush. Before Richardson can prepare himself, the cats paw his head and bring him down. Bobby Cat Gabby, he coos. Come here, my babies. The lions flop on top of him like kittens at play. Over the past 17 years, millions have watched similar encounters on new segments and Nature Channel shows. Richardson, Kevin, whose fans call him the Lion Whisperer, attacked by several of the planet's most fearsome predators, just as viewers brace themselves for a bloodbath, a love-in ensures. No number of YouTube clips, however, can rival a live performance. The animals smell like dust and death. They're not tame. They're untamable. Somehow, because of a skill or intuition he cannot name, 39-year-old Richardson appeals to the softer elements of their nature. Now, we've seen the likes of this before, and we know how it ends. Crocodile Hunter, Grizzly Man, Siegfried and Roy, all killed or injured by animals they claim kinship with. Richardson, who has known these lions since they were babies, insists he's different, but he is aware of the risks. And I quote Kevin, he said, "If I told you there are no issues associated with what I do, I'd be either a liar or mentally unstable." Now, he's saying that as a bobcat nuzzles his neck. No animal behaviorist has ever endorsed his activities. The theory is that lions are too unpredictable to be trusted, no matter how docile they appear. "Those lions will kill him," says Mosa, a ranger in Botswana's game reserve. In 2001, a lion named Savo busted Kevin's nose with a blow from its paw. His arms and legs are mapped with scars. Even a gentle love bite could bleed out, could nick his jugular, leaving him to bleed out in the grass alone. Now he has a wife, Mandy, with whom he has two small children, says, "I'm not really worried because it's all I know. It's what he's done since I met him. For years he worked as his public relations point person." Oh, she worked as his public relations point person. "He's so passionate about his work that it's contagious." "In the grassland with me," Kevin says. "Have you seen any untoward movements from these lions? There's no reason for me to hit them or to subdue them. They're lovable, sociable cats." "Perhaps, but does lovable apply to the wild creatures whose consciousness we cannot fathom? Or is it a case, as South African writer Coetzee once put, of there being no limit to the extent to which we can think ourselves into the being of another?" Just what I said earlier. We cannot think ourselves into the being of another, whether it's a human being or an animal. We cannot think ourselves into the heart and the mind of Robert Williams. In the wild, lions are menaced three ways. First, the relentless spread of agriculture land has taken 75% of their habitat, depleting their prey base and leading to genetic isolation and inbreeding. Farmers kill hundreds of lions a year in retaliation for attacks on livestock. And the third, the lions are poached by local hunters who can make the equivalent of their annual income, about $6,000, by shooting a single animal and selling the meat and bones on the black market. Did you know this, that lion bones are an acceptable substitute in Asia? Tiger bone wine is said to boost virility. Oh, come on. In Chinese, middle class can fetch a potion of this, can fetch $25,000 at an auction. There are animals. Love them. Until tomorrow at 11:30, remember to always be in your best elements. Au revoir.